The item on the agenda, 8D, is for secret determination for the channel stabilization on Three Lakes Council property, LCR 804 off of Terryville Drive. We've reviewed all environmental concerns in the area. There is a species of interest within the area, but there's no required remediation for them. It's, I don't know the exact species, but it's a dragonfly species. There's nothing that actually has to be done, but it's listed as, hey, these are here on the DEC website. It'll require a wetlands permit with the town of Lewisboro per our consultation with their town engineer. And other than that, there is no negative impact.
Can I get a motion on the resolution to approve a secret negative declaration for LCR 804?
And I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go back to 7.
All right.
Okay. We have an installation agreement for LCR 804, town of Lewisboro. Is this account for everything that we just discussed?
So this is a resolution that identifies a retrofit project for the stabilization of three channels. Am I in the right resolution?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. And so this just approves the agreement with EOH, Town of Lewisboro, and Three Lakes Council. And I guess you have a representative.
These both the same.
Three Lakes Council.
It's slightly different.
This
first one
is to
what Chris said, to the physical channels on the Three Lakes Council property that belong to Ponce Reserve.
Where are there two?
It's like a second property owner that the second channel right here is how we need this extra little bit of property. It's for that access to get this little bit to let us cross over the road.
So is that a separate install agreement with that property owner?
Correct. Across 5 feet of their property.
But they both say Three Lakes Council. Is that a mistake?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Both of these installers didn't say they were Three Lakes Council. Is one of them was supposed to be with somebody else?
Yes, tarry a bit. Yep, nope, that's my mistake.
Watch the mouth.
Oh, that's the mouth.
So is it the same install agreement, but what's the party that the second agreement is with?
The second agreement would be with
the Moreau,
Moreau family. So that's just one of the property owners who have their, as Corey pointed out, it's one of the properties extends beyond Terry Bid that we, in order to access one of the channels, the most efficient route is to go through that 5 foot piece that extends past to the northern end of Terry Bay.
Okay, so I think we need to identify. I mean, I would have done one resolution for both agreements, frankly. But if you want to do two resolutions, we're going to have to have the second resolution identify.
Well, what would you do if you were doing one? It would make sense.
Well, it just says owners of the property, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
I mean, I think we just should we do one resolution and just attach both of the installs and just modify this resolution to say execution of the install agreement with each of the property owners.
Is that section 4?
I'm just kind of thinking about amending number 1.
So that there is
and maybe owners interest. Of the property including
the yeah.
including Three Lakes Council. I'm just going to edit this. Because I wasn't aware of that second one. And what did you say the name of the other one was?
The Moreau Family Land Trust or something like that.
Okay, I need more than
well,
something
yeah.
like
Can
that.
Well, yeah, can you
Moreau Family Board?
I've seen stranger things go into resolutions.
Yeah. So I would suggest in the third whereas clause, we say the owners of the property, including Three Lakes Council and whatever this is, wish to enter an agreement. And then under number 1, we're going to say the executability of the install agreement and the install agreement with each of the property owners.
We had a bill years ago, they were going through the assembly with and they wanted all the parcel numbers. He wanted us to do something around Peach Lake, so we put a placeholder in 1.1.1.1.1.1.1. That's how the bill went through all of them. No input in the room. You can't think of what the hell is.
I don't have a 7B.
Is there a reason I don't have a 7B?
I don't think anyone has a 7B.
Yes, I am paying attention.
You are too good, Rich.
I know that it's not.
My allergies are killing
me. Oh, you're a bad guy.
Yeah. Just...
You should have been here Tuesday when the landscapers came in and did the parking lot, and they blew, we were using the big blower or something like that. Even with all the windows closed in here, we were
I had no allergies ever. Until 2014-15, we had a big old pool.
So they just had the wrong one. Okay,
and
good.
We answered that. And after that, every year now.
Yes, I mean, well, I hope that
when you're ready.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay, so the only question I have now is that, so in my planning board of Lewisboro role, so you guys are doing a neg deck on this here. When it comes, we just need a, it'll just be a wetland permit that we need to give in Lewisboro, as I understand.
Yes.
Okay, and so it might actually be administrative. No, because it's not residential.
Did you do a coordinated review?
No.
So if your question was, yes, you're going to have to do seeker.
Okay.
The wet nice permit.
All right. That was my question.
As an uncoordinated.
It's not coordinated.
Well, if the housing contractor is serving, you don't do seeker at all.
That was not funny a couple of weeks ago. Now it's okay because she's pulled it all back.
I don't know. I've seen articles saying she has it, so I don't know.
And your name is, I didn't catch it, and you're representing...
Janet Anderson. I'm in the town of Lewisboro. I'm interested in this because I'm on the Stormwater Committee. I happen to be president of Three Lakes Council, and we've been so excited about getting this project done and we happen to have a board meeting tonight, and I figured it would be easier to come and kind of listen and see what happened than to than to have to bug Kevin to find out what happened. And then I'm also interested in Woodard and Curran's reports, because we've been working on sewers around and septic around our lakes. Not only my three lakes, but I've been active on all seven lakes in the town of Lewisboro. So my finger's in a lot of pies. And I do apologize for coming and needing to be kicked out.
And Janet's actually named, she's a signatory in these documents.
I just didn't know. I knew there was a representative from Three Lakes. Yeah. Now it's a matter of record. It's here. So
right. I'm sorry. I thought I introduced myself before, but I might not. But thank you for allowing me to attend and see the workings of this organization.
Okay. So, the information that we now have, Linda did have a separate install agreement prepared, which is the same text, it's just a different party. Is that correct, Linda?
Did you follow the same contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, the name of the party, and that is, so we're going to edit this resolution so that in the third whereas, we say the EOH municipalities and owners of the property, including... Three Lakes Council and the Ricardo Moreau, it's a long name, Ricardo Moreau and Catherine P. Moreau as trustees of the Ricardo Moreau Revocable Trust and as trustees of the Catherine P. Moreau Revocable Trust is the owner of the property. So that's the name you're going to put in there, Linda.
Write that down.
Now I know.
Yes, was something like that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Something like that.
I was close.
You are.
Wish to enter into an agreement. So that will just be an edit there. And in item one, the execution of delivery of an installation agreement with each of the property owners hereby approved. Okay, so Linda, I'll give you the correct title name, but that's what I just read. And not title, all right?
Seven B's printing out.
Line for the
well, it's so she's prepared a separate agreement, and so that says, you know, property owners Ricardo and Catherine as trustees.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's got that set.
Okay.
It just didn't get distributed, so I want. So this is what she's got on record for you. All right. Okay. So.
Are we good to make a motion?
Well, which motion are we making? Which
making
piece of paper? Just
for
the resolution.
I want to hear Rich's
right?
Resolution.
Yeah, so is that we're going to make this resolution as amended.
Right, so cover both of the projects.
Okay.
I mean, both of
so
these.
So I'll move this.
Thank you.
That's presented by
do I have a
yes.
second on moving that?
Second as written. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Second as written and edited by counsel.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Everybody has this now?
They're printing out their pretty big packets. I don't know why I thought 7B was in there. Does everyone not
have
a 7B?
We have a resolution for approval of an installation agreement for PCMB 1000, which you'll all have shortly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have one of those for the. Oh, we did the seeker.
Yeah, right.
We did seeker. Yeah. We did seeker earlier. This project is on municipal property in Putnam County. We're in the town of Southeast, to remind everybody. Infiltration basin installation with channel stabilization as well near the banks of the Middle Branch as well.
So, stupid question.
There
our
are.
Numbering scheme.
Yes.
I understand PC is probably Putnam County. We've usually done the towns. How come we have it? How come it doesn't say like SC?
Because it's Putnam County property and Putnam County responsibility for maintenance.
And Putnam County gets the credit for the phosphorus removal if there was such a thing, right? So they have a certain amount that they have to get removed. So they get credit for that.
Which one? I think this one.
Right?
I'm printing
it
out, Chris.
It.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We don't have this resolution in front of
Rich
us. That wasn't in the packet, I guess.
You want to read it?
I don't have it. So
I'm saying, do you want to read it?
Yes.
Oh!
She just handed him a copy. We all had 2 7-8s.
They're very large.
Okay. Whereas EOH is assisting its member municipalities of its county of Putnam is one, complying with New York State DEC MSW general permit by the design and installation of stormwater retrofit projects approved by DEC. Whereas EOH is considering undertaking a stormwater retrofit project on lands owned by the county of Putnam and town of Southeast, involving stabilization of two drainage channels and installation of an infiltration basin to provide treatment of pollutant removal prior to discharging the Middle Branch Reservoir project. Near the intersection of John Simpson Road and Route 6 on certain property identified as tax map SBL 45172, EOH and the municipality wish to enter an agreement regarding installation of the project at the property, and EOH has received a draft of said installation agreement, a copy of which is on file with the office of EOHWC, whereas the EOHWC Executive Committee has considered the proposed installation agreement and all of the relevant information and believes that entering into the installation agreement is in the best interest of the corporation, whereas EOHWC Executive Committee has determined under this seeker that the proposed action will not result in any significant adverse impacts on the environment, now that for a year resolved. The execution and delivery of the installation agreement is hereby approved. Are hereby approved. The president of the EOHWC is hereby authorized to execute and deliver the installation agreement on behalf of the EOHWC in substantial form on file. Offices of the EOHWC, with such changes may be approved by the party executing the same. On behalf of the EOHWC, the officers, employers, and agents of the EOHWC hereby authorize and direct for and in name and on behalf of the EOHWC to do all acts and things that may be necessary in maintaining the officer, employer, agent acting desirable and proper to effect the purposes, effect, it should say effect, the purposes of the foregoing resolution.
Motion.
With the two changes you made?
What changes?
Well,
yes.
She has the effect.
Yes.
And the other one was it is an R, right?
Yes, it was.
So I apologize for not being clear when I said, do you want to read it? I didn't mean out loud. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Well, I think right. Everybody kind of had to know what they were voting.
This
so
is not the
meeting
to be at. Usually we're tight.
Yes, they're still printing. Yep.
All right, moving on. Number 9. Okay. Approval of purchase orders. LCR 805. Babco.
So LCR 805 is at Salem Hill Road within the town of Lewisboro in the Cross River Fad Basin. It is for installation of catch basin filters along Salem Hill Road. And the item today is to approve a quote from Fabco for purchase amount to exceed $18,915. Thank you. The area has been studied, evaluated, and thoroughly fleshed out to be comfortable with our recommendation to move forward with the Fabco insights.
So, which means there's no houses below the units we're putting in?
Correct.
And I would just note that whatever your resolution to consider should include just a notation that these are the installation portions of this would be subject to prevailing wage.
It would be wonderful if we had a resolution.
In the past, we hadn't done resolutions on these, but the motion that will.
So I'd like to make the motion to approve the Fabco.
Where did this thing come with prevailing wage? What were you talking about?
I said because these quotes include not just buying a widget, but doing installation. That installation, because it is on public property, subject to. Funded with public money, subject to prevailing wage.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to. Because I don't have a resolution for you, because you were doing it by motion, I just wanted to note that, because it's not in any of the materials.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Are we good to go? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So I'd like to make a motion to approve Fabco Industries, quote, 911QC, for an amount not to exceed $18,915 for LCR 805, with the provision that the installation labor is subject to prevailing wage. So moved.
I'll make the motion or second it. I'm not sure what you
just did. Seconded it.
I seconded it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I was joking, you read it or made it. I wasn't listening to the story.
That's
okay.
Next item is Carmel AM 1000, which again is.
I don't mean to go back to this. Obviously, their prices are going up a bit, it appears, right?
No, they're doing their best to not make sure that does not happen. But it depends on the there's little things, but it's the BPO still holds. They're still holding that the BPO that's been in place that we've been working on. Should it change, it's up for renewal every the beginning of every June. Should it change, they will notify us and provide us with an updated copy to work from. And then we'll make a determination if we still feel it's worth continuing.
Thank you.
The next quote is for Carmel AM 1000, which is a commercial area around Lake Mayapak, which includes portions of East Lake Boulevard, 4 private properties, and Marina Drive, which is all together is nearly 100% impervious cover, which flows directly into Lake Mayapak. The project calls for a reduction of about 4.7 kilograms. The quote we received is for $47,044. We have some installation agreements in place. Others we are still working with the Town of Carmel, Putnam County. All private property owners are on board. It's just a matter of locking it up, and we'd like to be able to move forward once all installation agreements are agreed upon and installed this summer.
Motion.
Subject to prevailing wage again.
Exactly. Again, subject to prevailing wage.
All in do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Change order.
Change order. Okay. Carmel GL915. This project was originally called for multiple bioinfiltration cells along DEP and New York State DOT property bordering Lake Oneida. Upon investigation, of the site, utilities, property lines, water elevations. The engineer and our staff determined that one of these locations should be abandoned and the retrofit moved further uphill from the proposed spot. The new location, we could still get tremendous phosphorus reduction by moving uphill. We will lose some value, however, it still gives us the opportunity to install a different practice and go from approximately 60% reduction to 100% reduction. So it's nearly a wash with moving it uphill. But unfortunately, in doing so, we need to address additional survey work and design work that would go into relocating the retrofit to a new spot. So the engineer of record, Insight Engineering, has proposed a change order of $14,000 to relocate that project uphill. We have since met with the town to discuss the relocation. There are still items to work through to determine exactly what retrofit we can utilize, but we're optimistic
exactly
that what retrofit, whether it's going to be subsurface infiltration, whether or not it might have to encroach onto a private property. Some of the finer details of what it is has to be worked out. But in order to get to that point, we need to have some engineering evaluation and survey work done.
So how much between what we spent and what we're going to, what do you think the total cost is and how much phosphorus is, are we going to get out of it?
I'd have to make sure the resolution says it.
Is it 915?
We are at, the original proposal was at 4 kilograms. I think that's jumping up quite a bit.
Yeah, at least 7 now overall, including the retrofit that is going through on Glenada Avenue as well.
And what's the total cost you think it'll be?
Hard to predict right now.
Yeah.
But it will be a favorable efficiency rate.
Under 70 or something like that?
I would
Yeah.
Should be good.
Within the FAD basis, where we have
budgets. Yeah. Okay, so what do you need us to approve that?
$14,000 change order for Insight Engineering.
Does anybody from Carmel have any comments?
A motion. I thought the price seems a little steep, but motion. Do I have a second?
I'm sorry, you called for a motion.
Well, what did you want to say?
No,
She's going to jump down my throat in a second.
Yeah, I was going to either second with comments, so you can comment. Or
no, I got it covered. Don't worry about it. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm recusing myself. Right. Happy?
There we go.
What, you own the property there?
No. Inside.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He owns Inside. All right. You want to give us an update on the sewer study?
I would do my best. For the wastewater study, which Wood and Curran has been engaged on, they have proceeded with meeting with as many of the towns as they have been able to.
Well, can I ask you a question? He's never called me before. He never called me. And I know Ken fairly well. Has he called you and talked to you? Ken Kohlbrenner, Wood and Curran. Tony, has he called and talked to you?
He's been on conference calls with between Jen Emerson, related to some of the septic work that we're investigating as a result of the DEP studies last year.
Septic and sewer.
Septic and sewer, yes.
Has he called Carmel?
I don't know if he spoke to Supervisor Gazzeri, but he's not going to touch base with me.
Yeah, well, Mike would send it over
to you.
He would
have given it to me.
Correct. So I'm probably going to have a call with him May 1st or 2nd. That's the date we set up because I asked you. I said nobody's talked to me. He finally called me the other day. I called him back. And he said he's reached out to a bunch of folks and hasn't gotten a lot of input back. So, you know, we need to make sure that's not the case. I'll talk to him about it. So I don't know if it's, it could be just the supervisors just kind of ignoring him because who the hell are you? But,
and that's the,
but anyway,
that was actually like the general update. To be honest, that I wanted to give everybody, that's my recommendation before the board of directors meeting comes up, that we have a meeting with Wood and Curran to get to an understanding and a list of exactly who they've spoken to and what actions we need the town supervisors to take in the board of directors meeting. Because if as Wood and Currents reported to me, that they have spoken to almost everybody and looked at all these studies that have been provided. Some people have engaged that conversation and then stopped providing information and responses to them. So what I'd like to do is make sure that in the board of directors, we have a very clear message that we're giving the all town supervisors and Wood and Current to that point of exactly what we need and expect moving forward, because a lot of things have even changed with each individual municipality since we engaged with Wood and Current.
For this contract. Couple of things, the housing compacts out there, which have some people concerned.
Yeah.
People's plans have changed, like mine for Croton Falls. And, so I'm sure everybody, because the stuff we gave them is probably 3 years old at least, if not.
And some are even more than that, unfortunately.
They're
kind of chasing a moving target a bit. So I think having that meeting prior to the board of directors is going to help us narrow in a bit and lock them down on a path that we need them to take to provide the study.
Now, has he told you when he thinks they're going to be done? I haven't had that discussion.
No, they didn't give me a target yet because they still felt as though they're in the data collection. But they could provide a report and concentrate that study, but they still felt that maybe there's a little bit more information they want.
Chris, can we do that meeting by Zoom? Probably not.
Not right? With a majority of board members, or majority of what we see. With just you and Kevin, yes, right? So it depends on what you want to do.
Jan, did you give him, if I could ask, did you give him all the information that you think he needs for Lewisboro?
So, yes, I gave him a bunch of information. Just also, I let him know where the DEC has published information about a lot of lakes that have done, like, CSLAC studies, so I let him know where he could get all of that. And I volunteered to try to go search for anything else that he might want. He has not come back with that, I think. But I think he did say he went after some of the CSLAP data on lakes around the area.
Okay. So,
all right.
I'm going to be talking to him next, or at least I'm going to be talking to him within a week or so. And I can ask, I can get to most of the supervisors.
Well, let's start off with, if he says he's talked to most of the towns, let's get a list from them of who he's talked to and when.
Yeah.
And we can take a look at that.
The direction I had given him and his team was that at the May board meeting, I expect to give a comprehensive presentation of where we are. And he's aware of that, but I got that list
well,
has to come first.
Get that list. You're going to talk to them. And then we'll figure out what we want to
do. I'm sorry?
What's that? Ken what?
Kohlrenner. Kohldre. I think it's one N-E-R. Could be two N's.
He might have sent an email at the very beginning of this.
Yeah, but I know Ken. I've asked.
Yeah.
I asked you a couple of times. Nobody's talked to me like in December and just recently. And I'm assuming that's why he called me up. You probably said, "Hey."
I spoke to him and said, "Hey, what's?"
Yeah, I didn't know Ken was the one running it at the time. Yeah.
I never talked to Ken. I ended up having any questions from Steve Ryans, who's basically my point contact guy. So.
Well, they're not gonna put stuff into a sewer study with everything going on unless they talk to you.
So, get the list, talk to him, we'll circle back, and then we'll see about setting a meeting up.
Yeah.
Right. He was a good guy. He was the guy that worked on the Peach Lake Sewer District. We were talking before, right? He wasn't even a PE at the time. Mm-hmm. He was, of course, one of the new guys on it. So he's very capable. I mean, he knows this stuff pretty well. But.
All right. We doing anything with the summer intern?
I guess the update is just that we've engaged with a few interviews that we've done. And it's our plan to have a recommendation of the board of directors to hire an intern for the summer. We are waiting for a response from our chosen candidate, and we'll provide an update to the executive committee prior to the board meeting.
O&M update?
For O&M, I made a note and now I see that. The emails will be going out to all towns requesting that submittals be made for the spring to continue to keep this one on everybody's mind and two to assist us with all documentation that we need to collect ahead of a December deadline. The second piece being that all payments to the corporation on behalf of the O&M program is due at the end of the month, I believe. I'll check that date, but in that update, in that notice that we give to the municipalities, we'll give them a reminder that the payment date is quickly approaching so that we can engage with Westchester County after that to make sure that municipalities are taken care of through that agreement as well.
How does that work if, I was just looking at the numbers the other day, I think you sent them back to me, but we spent $7,000, it should have cost us about $7,000, like if we're a couple hundred bucks off, something like that. Does the Westchester County money give you the $7,000?
So
or
when
how
we,
does it cover, or do when, they just pay the delta that...
When we look at the what all the towns owe,
yeah.
In the end, every Westchester County municipality, their number will go to zero based off of the payment that comes in from Westchester County itself through that agreement. So if you did $7,000 worth of work, you were supposed to do $13,000 of work. Picking numbers at random. You were supposed to do 13, you will get 13 to make sure that your Westchester County municipality is made whole.
Yeah, I don't know when that money's running out. There's a limited amount.
We're still in good shape, but obviously it does have an end date, which we're not talking 10 years. We're talking 3 to 5.
Is it 250 or 3?
It's somewhere in there. I think it's between 250 and 300.
Sounds right.
All right, we have a board of directors agenda. Let's take a look at it. Anything need to come off or be added in?
Where is it?
Should be in the back of your packet.
There.
Agenda item 14.
I've gotten it out of my packet so many times.
We'll need to add the wastewater study update to that meeting.
Okay, we got the intern on there?
Yep, it's on the team.
Okay.
Is that also a public meeting?
All our meetings are public meetings.
So if I wanted to come here, what would it have been currently was doing? That?
Yep.
Okay.
I actually have a conflict on that date. So
is that the Legal Women Voters thing?
What's that?
Is that the Legal Women Voters thing?
No. I'm not aware of that.
I'm speaking, but that's what.
Yeah, it is, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not sounding so good here, so.
Let's see. How do
you move it? You can offer your proxies to these gentlemen.
16th would be the next Tuesday, or we?
We don't have to have it on a Tuesday either, right? Okay. How's everybody for a Thursday, moving it to a Thursday?
The 11th of May?
No particular difference. What's that?
More?
I'm sorry, yeah, I don't know.
That's fine.
It works for you.
That's fine
for me as
well. It looks okay for me. 9 a.m. I have a department head meeting, but I can move that. That's my home and job. So.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to advance the agenda for the executive committee, the board of directors meeting, and change the date to May 11th. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business? Hearing none, take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.